Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
Here we go from the stretch. The pitch to Murray. A swing and a drive to center. Robin chasing. Long run. He's got it with a diving catch. And Nieves has made history here in Baltimore.
So that was the only no-hitter in Brewers history. Now, why would I be playing that right now? After I just said they're going to celebrate 30 Rock tonight, 30 years of The Rock. Well, that's because he was behind the plate when it happened. Bill The Rock Schroeder joins us for Brewers 360. A big night tonight for you, Mr. Schroeder. Good to have you on.
Well, thanks for having me on. I can't believe that the Brewers are doing this for me. I mean, 30 years in a lot of organizations is quite an accomplishment. But when you have Bob Uecker in the booth next to you, it doesn't seem like a whole lot of time, right?
It's kind of nice. You can hide in his shadow for 30 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've been able to do that. Nobody deserves it more than you. And I'm just hoping that he's going to be at the ballpark tonight. But it's going to be a fun night. I mean, the Brewers and Valley Sports are combining to do this, to acknowledge my 30 years of bringing back all my former partners. That's going to be the best part of the whole thing, to see these guys who been with me through the 30 years. So, looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, Bill, I don't mean to put you on the spot here early on a Friday morning, but if I asked you, do you think you could name every person that you've shared a booth with over your years?
Oh, yeah, I think I can. I mean, I started out with Jim Paskey, and then it was Matt Vasgersian. Paskey for 2 years, Vasgersian went for 5 years. Then it was Darren Sutton for 5 years. And in the course of that time, I had Len Casper in the booth with me. And you know, Jim Powell actually was in the TV booth when Vasgersian had to go off and do some regional network stuff. I actually had to do the game by myself when Jim Powell had to do radio alongside of Uke when they were on the road. Then I have Brian Anderson. Brian's been with me for 18 years, doing a fantastic job. And through all that, you know, we had Matt LaPay in the booth, Craig Kishon. Was a partner with me, and I'm not even including, you know, the guys that I work with, you know, on network games that I did. Dick Stockton, I shared a booth with.
Very nice.
Dave Fleming. I mean, it's been a blessing. This whole job, I tell you, it's been, you know, I got to pinch myself how lucky and fortunate I've been. I have, you know, the Brewers to thank for that. They've stuck with me for 30 years. It's been a good combination, and tonight is tonight's going to be a fun night. So I don't think I forgot anybody. Did I forget anybody?
No, I don't think so. I was checking the list here, Bill. Bill Schroeder joining us on Brewers 360 here on Wisconsin's Morning News. So anyone going to the game tonight, you want to make sure you show up. Pre-game show is going to start at 6 p.m. And a lot of those guys you mentioned are going to be there tonight. Vasgersian's coming in. I mean, that's a big deal if you got Hollywood coming in for this. So you got Paskey, you got Vasgersian. Darren Sutton's going to be there. Matt LaPay, of course, B.A., and just a super cool event to just celebrate your 30 years. And I think, Bill, what's worked for you is that you're authentic. You know, I think that's what viewers really appreciate. Brewers fans appreciate that you show some frustration sometimes. You're not afraid to, take a dig if you need to at a player or two. And if you're authentic and genuine like you are, it makes it so much easier to root for you and listen to you on the TV broadcast.
Yeah, you know what? We're supposed to be somewhat impartial, which we try to be. We try to be fair, you know, to the visiting team, and they do something great. You acknowledge that. But, I'm a Brewer guy. You know, a Brewer through and through. I played for the Brewers, you know, in my big league career for 6 years. Got drafted by the Brewers in 79. I have lived here since, I grew up in New Jersey, but got drafted by the Brewers, and since 1994, I've owned a house here. And I consider myself a Wisconsinite. There's no doubt about that. So I think I got a great compliment from a fan. I ran into him. This was many years ago. I think I was working with Darren Sutton at the time. And I think I was at a restaurant. And he came up and said, you know what I like about you, Rock? He said, you know what? you're genuine. You're not one of, like, you're not one of those polished broadcasters. And I thought to myself, wait a second, is that a compliment or is that a rip? So anyway, so yeah. I guess being polished is not such it's not the greatest thing in the world. But yeah, I when I'm doing a game, I'm thinking about, you know, somebody sitting next to me in
right.
some corner bar or something, and it's just, you know, talking to fans and entertaining when you have to and the games aren't real good, educating a little bit, talking about, you know, what happened in the play and maybe what should have happened. But, you know, the one thing I've always remembered, and this is something I still to this day, is that, you know, I know how difficult it is out on that field. And some guys kind of lose sight of that. So to make sure that I never forget how difficult the game is, I keep my 1990 baseball card in my wallet and remind me that, you know, when I hit .180 and .190, and I had the one good season at .332. So it might look real easy in the stands and on TV and up in the broadcast booth, but it is not. And these guys are exceptional athletes. And you never lose sight of how difficult this game is to perform at the level that they're at.
Well, I know you'll never measure yourself up to you, but man, you should be proud. 30 years of it is pretty special. And I should point out, I think I may have misspoke. There's a Bailey's pregame show that starts right. at 6 p.m., and that's going to have everybody involved. Then before the game, you're going to either throw out the first pitch. Maybe you're catching the first pitch. I don't know. How are we going to do that? You should maybe...
Yeah, I'm going to throw out the first pitch, you know, and, you know, that's one thing I'm nervous about. I can't bounce it, although Brian Anderson told me he's going to catch the first pitch. So, you know, we have a way of digging each other in the air. Maybe I'll short hop him on purpose. We'll see.
Yeah, challenge him a little bit.
Handle that. But I'm looking forward to it. And then, you know, throughout the game, all these former partners of mine are going to step into the booth and call a game. We're going to have fun, kind of a throwback to when we were partners. And
awesome.
You know, again, you know what? I'm kind of uncomfortable with the attention, but I can't be more appreciative of what the Brewers are doing and what Valley Sports is doing and what these fans have provided for me all these years. Because if the fans didn't think what I was doing was, you know, decent and okay, I wouldn't be here this long. So I have a lot of people to thank, and including my family. I mean, I spent a lot of time on the road, and they were on their own quite mm-hmm. a bit. And there's a lot of people that are involved in all this. So I thank you very much for the kind words.
Well, hey, Rock, we appreciate you. The fans appreciate you as well. It goes both ways. 30 years being celebrated tonight. Bill Schroeder, thank you, sir. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate everything. Appreciate it much.
And hits this one high and deep, way back. Oh, upper deck home run for Bill Schroeder. And the Brewers take a 5-0 lead.